Off camera the whole time.
Yeah, you're still off camera. We're a little concerned. I'm recording now. So for the listener, we were talking about the porno film that that Sylvester Stallone did before Rocky. So Dave said that he was going to go check it out and turned his camera off.
I didn't turn it off. I don't know how that happened.
Oh my god! Now your camera's back on, but you're looking a little flush. You okay there, buddy?
You are looking flush.
Is it hot in here? Is it just me? Oh, and this all came about because Joe's parents actually considered the name Rocky for him. And he would have been Rocky Ruggieri. Can you imagine?
Backyard Brawl, 1996. Rocky Ruggieri versus David the Machine Putnam. I don't know. The plane wasn't going to land anyway, so I figured it'd even more.
It wasn't. It's all right. Speaking of planes.
Did you guys know what day of the week it is?
It's
Sunday morning. So you know what that means?
Tamales.
Hot tamale time.
Heck yeah.
Time to ride the hot tamale train.
Woohoo.
Or it could just be time for the Sucks podcast again. I'm your host, Brad. That's your host, Dave.
Brad, what are you doing? You're making us work on Christmas?
There is no Christmas.
Christmas Eve?
I'm mostly a Jew anyway, or at least I'm Jewish.
That's true. Isn't it Shabbat? Christmas? Oh, no, Shabbat's over.
Shabbat was yesterday, it ended this morning.
Okay. All right, well. It's
and obviously that's why we don't record on Saturdays.
When's Hanukkah?
It's Hanukkah. Right now it's Hanukkah.
No, sundown, I think, is because the Jewish thing. I think Hanukkah begins at sundown tonight.
All right. Okay, so we're good. We're in the clear. It's not Christmas. It's not Hanukkah. It's not Shabbat.
It's nothing.
It is the Sabbath. You guys are working on the Sabbath.
It is Suck Sunday. It is the Sabbath. That's true. I should
You
be
guys
in
are
the
working
church.
On the Sabbath. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right. Is this our intro?
Hell, our intro. I think that's our whole episode.
That's it.
We're wishing you health, wealth, good experiences. I don't know, whatever else I say. But I don't know. Is that our intro? Sure.
Bingo.
Why not?
I don't know. So what are we doing here, Brad?
Well, this is usually a podcast where we talk about design, intentional and otherwise, and all the ways that UX. User experience impact us every day.
Listen, users. This is not an episode. We just wanted to wish you a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, a cool Kwanzaa. Wait, is that what you say? Happy Kwanzaa. I just want to go with the alliteration. You know, all those, you know, if you're a pagan, you know, welcome in the harvest, whatever you do.
Whatever solstice.
Celebrate. Yep. What do Muslims celebrate anything this time of year? No.
You did do your persona research, Dave.
I did not. Well, happy being a Muslim.
Oh, this is supposed to be our last episode of the year, not our last episode ever.
I don't think there's anything wrong with what you said, but it's the funniest shit I've heard ever on this podcast. 31 episodes, and that's the funniest thing ever.
Oh, God.
Oh man. Joe, you had a couple close contenders, man, but...
I mean, I just don't know what to say. I mean, sincere. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay.
Okay, guys, this was supposed to be a very short episode, so I don't have to edit shit. This is becoming a typical episode where I have no time to edit.
I know. I did point that out. You want an alt?
All I want to do, Brad, really quickly, besides saying Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Harvest to all – is what I want to say is I just really need to complain. Just one last complaint before the end of the year. Hey, people talk about New Year's resolutions. Fine, we can do that. Mm-hmm. We can talk about our holiday plans. Okay. What I'd like to do,
you
and back me up here, because you had this similar complaint, but you weren't as loud about it. But I really, let's go back to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thanksgiving. Yeah. What do you do on Thanksgiving morning? What do a lot of people do?
You watch the Macy's Holiday Parade, Thanksgiving Parade.
Exactly.
Right. And yes, I'm with you.
If you don't have, like I normally do, I have Spectrum TV. I can stream it. I can watch regular TV, live TV.
You have cable. You have not cut the cord.
I have.
You're so wrong. Okay. Go on.
I am streaming my cable through my Roku.
Cable.
I don't.
You pay for cable. The device in which you stream it has no bearing on the fact that you are paying for cable, my friend. You're paying for Spectrum TV. You're full of it.
Yeah, it's not really. It's just
TV. It's cable.
I have it for the live channels. Anyway,
cable.
I got to keep this short. So I'm away. I'm in Vegas visiting family.
Yeah.
And I'm at my aunt's house. And
you get it.
They
you
don't
have a family.
They don't have the live streaming TV, and they don't have an antenna. So I'm like, how am I going to watch this parade? Surely this is a national treasure. This is something everybody needs in their life, right?
For our listeners, as Dave regales us with his tale, Joe is literally leaning back and reading a National Geographic magazine.
This is going to be a while.
Which is on brand across the board.
To be fair, yeah. He's heard the story 100 times, right? Or he lived it with us.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, long story short, I'm like, I guess we can't find it online. Nobody's streaming it. I'm like, that's garbage.
Did you say you had an antenna? Why couldn't you just get it from,
You're not listening because you're reading freaking National Geographic. Okay. I said I don't have an antenna.
Oh, you don't.
Holy shit. Anyway, long story short, I decide to go to the dark side and I sign up for a free trial of Peacock. Okay, I do this the night before.
Peacock?
Uh-huh, because my wife absolutely adores the Thanksgiving Macy's Day Parade. Like, it's her favorite, right? So I want to get this right, okay? So the night before, I sign up for a free, you know, like a 7-day trial of Peacock, or actually, I think it was like a year. So I set it up. I get up 6:00 in the morning. I make sure it's playing. It's playing East Coast time. Perfect, right? I go back to bed. I wake up. She comes in. Cup of coffee in her hand, smile on her face, gives me a little kiss on the cheek. Thank you, hon. I did my job. I can sleep for another hour. 15 minutes later, she comes in. Sorry to bug you, hon. The parade's not playing anymore. Indeed. So check it out.
Okay.
I go in there. It says recording has ended or live stream has ended or whatever.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, maybe because I turned on the East Coast. Now I'm not playing the West Coast. So I back out and I go back in. Same thing. I do this 100 times. I can't get the damn thing to play. So this is just Brad. And you had a similar situation, right? Did you try it? You tried as well, right?
What's
your experience? Same thing?
Well, okay. So here's my hot tip, and I'm going to sneeze for a second. So you can keep this in or edit it out. I don't really care, but no. And talking about it just made it go away. Okay. That's great user experience. So it turns out, Dave, there's extremely little difference between this year's Macy's Holiday Parade and last year's Holiday Parade. Now, I don't want anyone in this house to hear this. Okay. So this is just between us.
Yeah.
Definitely don't include this.
Nobody's listening.
I just threw up the YouTube of last year's. Nobody's the wiser.
I so hope that's true.
1000% true.
Oh, that's brilliant. Anyway, Brad had the same.
Betty White was the master of ceremonies. You know, there she is. And like, Kirstie Alley was there and Gallagher.
You're terrible. You're a terrible, terrible human being. You know that, right? Uh-huh. You go to hell.
Don't you worry about that. I know it.
Yeah. I'll be right there with you, buddy, making you a drink. All right. So Brad had the same experience. And here's what really gets my goose, Brad. Okay. What channel is Peacock? NBC?
NBC.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was an NBC exclusive. They were doing the parade.
Exclusive.
Right? They're the only ones who have it. They have an app that they want you to get on.
Yes.
How do they screw this up? This reminds me of This reminds me of, and this is, you know, we have to keep coming back to Peacock because it's the absolute worst. This reminds me of when Apple last year decided they were going to take away Charlie Brown from America. Charlie Brown Christmas. Remember that? They got a lot of heat for that crap.
Sure, I do. Yeah.
You just can't screw with some things, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So anyway, long story short, or long story long at this point.
Very long.
I went to YouTube Live or YouTube TV, whatever it's called, and I got a 7-day free trial. And sure enough, it was streaming live.
So you had to sign up for two different subscriptions.
Two different subscriptions.
In order to do this.
The people who were in charge of the event, the people who had the licensing to show it, screwed it up and would not allow me to watch it. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
So Peacock gets our annual award. We're going to do this every year.
Cheers to Peacock. And they won't be on the list next year because they won't exist next year.
Worst UX of the year goes to Peacock. And that's all I had to say.
Did you try the actual NBC app? Just out of curiosity. We don't have to keep this. I'm just asking because.
No, I didn't even know. Why would they have it? Why would I need, if they're signing me up for Peacock, which is NBC, right, why would they have another app? That makes it, actually, we are going to leave this in because that makes
it worse. Why
do they have NBC? Because I don't know, you got my text earlier this morning, but I was able to get, even though I have Hulu and I had the recorded version of Saturday Night Live, it wasn't showing up at first. Uh-huh. And I went to the NBC app and I was able to get Saturday Night Live there. Oh, and then God, I went back to Hulu.
This is why NBC should have stayed NBC and stopped trying to do what other people do right. You don't need to be Hulu. You know, just leave it alone. Just leave it alone.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, my use case on this was Saturday Night Live, and we talked about this offline. But like, you know, when Saturday Night Live went to Peacock exclusively, I just stopped watching.
Yeah, you know? Same.
And then I really wanted to see the Steve Martin and Martin Short one from last week to date this podcast. So all I did was the next day I went on YouTube, and all the clips were there.
Yeah.
So. Of course. I tried to watch it through Peacock unsuccessfully, but this is a broken experience. And if they want to get users into the system and eventually convert them into paying users, they're failing very badly.
It's so bad. I just want them to go away. Like Elon Musk. I just want them to leave it alone, step back like Homer Simpson into the bushes and just go away.
Yeah. And the thing is they still play commercials. So it's like, really, what more are they getting by paywalling people out of the
they're getting my goose, Joe. That's what they're getting. Anyway, guys, let's talk. Let's get this. Let's send our merry users on their way. But let's talk about our holiday plans. What do you got going on? What are we excited about, Joe?
Well, I'm going back east, and I'm going to spend a solid couple of weeks on vacation. I haven't had a vacation since I think 2019. So.
It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Family vacation?
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to spend some time.
Christmas vacation. Okay.
Yep.
So it's going to be a Griswold thing. You're not going to be on a beach somewhere.
Nope.
Ibiza. You know, you're not going to be, okay. All right. Well, that's good. You're going to be like a rock star. I know how that is, traveling to see family. You're like event. You're going to do the Excel spreadsheet.
That's why I'm doing it over that's why I'm doing like 2.5 weeks. So it's not like that.
That's the way to do it. It still is going to be like that. Yeah, you'll have one lazy day. How about you, Brad?
Well, first off, say hi to Jessica for us.
I will.
Yes,
I will.
Indeed.
Friend of the pod, Jessica Ruggieri. I'm traveling as well. I'm going back to Ohio. Ibiza would certainly have been an option too, but you know, Ohio is great. You know, that's
nothing wrong with Ohio. It's Ibiza North.
We call it the Ibiza of the Midwest. and it really is. They're like sister cities. You know, if you squint, it almost you could be fooled. So that's what I'm doing. As it relates to you user experience, I'm flying Allegiant Air, which is one of the crummiest
airlines. I've never even heard of that.
Most people haven't. And
is that the Spirit of the Midwest?
It's the Volaris of the Midwest.
It's like the Ryanair of the Midwest, to extend the European analogy.
All right.
Yeah. But they're literally like the only airline that has a direct flight that's not a red eye to where I'm going. Right. So, you know, whatever.
Okay, well, you're going to have to report back in season 3.
I'm sure I'll have a lot to complain about. Yeah. Also, just want to give a shout out to, you know, this giant behemoth company, Amazon, who you guys have probably heard of before. Mm-hmm, but God, their user experience is so great. I've been buying so much gifts and stuff, little tchotchkes and stocking stuffers and all that. I'm just shipping it all directly to where I am going to be in Ohio, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, I've heard of this Amazon service. I've started using it myself, Brad. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's going to catch on for sure.
But they might go somewhere.
Yeah, apparently. So for me, fellas, I'm not as excited. I'm doing anything as exciting as you. Mm-hmm. I may visit the family again in Vegas. Depends if my wife can get time off or not. You know, staying local, doing local things, a little staycation.
That's great.
Just going to unwind and enjoy the holidays, you know.
Great. Well, happy holidays, Dave, and happy holidays, Joe. And to all of our listeners out there, we're wishing you everything. All the things, you know.
All the things.
Good and bad, all of it. Brad, just literally everything.
Brad, don't play us out yet. I want to say one more thing.
Okay. Well, we got to say when we're coming back. We should pause and figure out when we're coming back.
There it is. It doesn't matter. We'll make it up as we go, Joe.
Okay.
So stay tuned. January is coming.
Can we tease our first episode of season 3?
Yes, please do it.
Okay. We are going to be covering for our first episode, freedom of speech. The First Amendment. That's right. Because apparently, and who would have guessed, there's a lot to talk about how that relates to user experience, how it's being interpreted by, you know, tech leaders, yada, yada, yada. You can guess where we stand on this, but I'm really looking forward to this chat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm more looking forward to cars, but freedom of speech is good too. So, users, stay tuned. Season 3 is coming at you in January. And we're really excited. Thank you for sticking with us. Thanks for making this year amazing. You got the ad revenue going. I know you don't like to hear ads, but we love to hear them. So
we're legit, babe.
Yes, sir.
We went to the movies last week, and that ad revenue helped subsidize our movie tickets.
Absolutely. We got a couple popcorn kernels.
Right. So, you know, just to put in context, like, you know, that's the kind of dollars that we're talking about. Like, our ad revenue can almost cover 3 movie tickets.
Hey, you got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere. All right, Brad. All right, Bradley. Why don't you play us out now for reals?
Seriously, though. Also, I just wanted to also quickly mention, you know, if anyone is listening to this podcast for the very first time, and this is your first episode listening to the Sucks podcast, we probably should have warned you at the top. Don't. Don't start here. Don't start here. Find one of our fabulous, well-researched episodes out there. Mm-hmm. And for everyone else, please remember to subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Maybe not for this episode specifically, though. In the meantime, we're wishing you all happy holidays, health, a well-designed life, and good experiences. A lot of birds in that, you know, 12 Days of Christmas song.
There are.
Yeah.
Like half of the gifts are birds.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. Maybe to eat?
Birds and humans seem to be the majority of the gift. It's birds, humans, and humans, and 5 rings. Like, what kind of house do these people have where they can accommodate 10 lords a-leaping?
Yeah, right? And what? Like, who wants a lord a-leaping? What do I want that for?
Right. All they do is leap, but you still got to feed them. They still got to get clean. They got to go to the bathroom.
What do I want a lord for?
They got to sleep, presumably.
I don't even know what a lord is. I want to be a lord. Right. I want to be the only lord of leaping, Brad.
As a reminder, don't traffic in humans or fowl this holiday season. They're not good gifts.
But indeed be leaping.
Always be leaping.
Always be leaping.